a lot of proverbial sayings that are not found in the Bible, but nonetheless, they're true. Truth is always going to agree with truth, no matter where you find it. For example, most of us have probably heard the proverb, "The road to hell is paved with good intentions." In fact, I think it's a country song that has that phrase in it. We know this is not found in the Bible, but we know it's true. Now, there's no profit in intention if there's no follow-through. I think with the new year approaching and lots of folks making new year resolutions or intentions, I thought that we could look at a few intentions that we probably should look at as Christians. One would be, I intend to be more diligent. So when are we going to start being more diligent? Now, diligence is necessary if we're going to grow spiritually. Diligence doesn't come without an effort. And it's a personal thing. It's a willful action. It's a decision that we've got to make if we're going to be diligent. In 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, Paul writes to Timothy there. He says, "Give diligence to present yourself approved unto God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 wrote, "Be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble." In fact, he had begun that same admonition back in verses 5 through 7 of chapter 1. And he wrote there, it says, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness love." So again, diligence is planned, and it doesn't just happen. It's something that we've got to work on. Like another resolution or another intent that we could look at is, I intend to get involved. Is that going to start today for us? Paul wrote over in Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 5. He wrote there, Romans 12, 4, five says, for as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ and individual members of one another. So we're as individuals, we're bonded together with a common purpose. And that purpose is to worship God, to grow as Christians, to bring others to Christ. And this doesn't just happen. It takes work. It takes time. Working together as one, even though we're individuals, the one body of Christ. And lastly, I think we consider, I intend to tell someone about Christ. Now, there's serious doubt that anyone is going to go to heaven alone. You're likely to go with somebody or take somebody with you. What I mean by that is, somebody loved you enough to tell you about Christ. And his salvation is up to you, or is up to us, to lead others to Christ. And how do we do that? Well, we do that by telling them, by teaching them, and by living a Christian life that others can see. But it's not going to happen with good intentions. It's going to take actions. Jesus commanded in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. We're all familiar with that. Those verses. And he says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." And the only time we have to be more diligent is today, is now. There's a song that we often sing, I think would be a good reminder of being diligent. It's 561. And the first stanza goes, when in the better land before the bar we stand, how deeply grieved our souls will be. If any lost one there should cry in deep despair, you never mention him to me. And stanza three, a few sweet words may guide a lost one to his side. Return sad eyes on Calvary. So work as days go by, that yonder may none may cry, you never mention him to me. So we're reminded of the uncertainty of tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. James reminds us of that in James 4:14. Of course, there James wrote this. He said, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little while, and then it vanishes away. That's our lesson for tonight. We ask if anyone here has any need that you make that known and really means us.